As Andrew Lampert hurriedly makes his way down to the podium, I'll just say that he is also an archivist and a filmmaker and a curator who put together a wonderful program in February, inviting a Fox Movie Tone newsreel outtake and Ken Jacobs to the same show, which was quite remarkable. As young as he is, this year he was already made his way to the top of the world of independent experimental filmmaking. He's in the Whitney Biennial this year. Andy Lampert.
Hi. This film is called Benetton. It has a pretty simple history. I used to live in Manhattan until very recently. I live in Brooklyn now. And I would bike on like Saturdays or Sundays up to the Chelsea Flea Market on 6th Avenue around 25th Street. And I'd buy home movies or, you know, just stuff. But there was this one guy there who always has, I don't even know if he's still there, but he was selling things, you know, like cell phones, like really expensive sunglasses. Recently, I bought some Viagra from him. I haven't used it yet. And then he had, one point, these two 35-millimeter cans with about 2.5 hours worth of rushes, like unedited, just spliced together footage, 16-millimeter, for a Benetton TV commercial shoot. At least I assume that's what it was. It seems to have been edited together for video transfer. So I bought it from him for $15 and took it home and tried to watch it all. And it was some things became kind of obvious in it to me, so I disassembled it and made my own piece. And the title Benetton just refers to the title that was on the can. And tonight we're going to watch it at 16 frames because we can. And I like to show it slower than 24 frames in general. Usually it's 18, but James has promised that he can do it at 16.3 frames. So, right, James? Yeah, okay. Thanks.